Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On fourth down, Mariota throws to the end zone, touchdown!
Just like he dialed it up.
Samuel.
Continue to believe in this team, continue to believe in Q, continue to believe in the leaders of this group. There's fight in this dog, I believe in it, and we're going to get this right.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's the voice of Commanders quarterback Marcus Mariota, and also King Kenny Albert. And Jonathan Vilma had a little cameo in there as well. Conspicuous by his absence, President Donald Trump. I just wanted to say that and just let it hang for it. No further commentary. Just saying. Like that's the thing that actually happened. You know, I'm on Instagram yesterday. I gotta tell you, like I really like Instagram. I'm on Instagram. And this thing pops up in my algorithm and it's a Maury Povich clip. And it's a guy finding out that he's not the father on a lie detector, and he does a backflip in the woman's face. And it's like, I feel terrible for this woman. Also, it's very funny. And I think that we need to get Jake a sounder of Maury Povich saying, and the lie detector determined that that was a lie. Because Marcus Mariota is lying. They're not going to get it right. They're screwed. And the season isn't circling the drain. It's in the sewers. Next to Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo, a half-eaten pepperoni pizza pie, and Master Splinter. We'll get to the Commanders and the Dolphins from Madrid coming up in a bit here with our guest at this time. Now, that game's going to be played on Sunday, but tomorrow is Saturday. And on Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, this gentleman brings you, our listeners and viewers, the Tailgate Kickoff Show, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, on all social platforms for the BetMGM Network, heard on radio stations nationwide. And the reason why this is so important for everybody is because he has been slamming college football this season. I'm not joking. Slamming it to such a degree that he has earned the moniker Mr. Saturday. Mr. Saturday, our BetMGM Network teammate, the great Ryan Horvath, joins us on the show now. Mr. Saturday, welcome to You Better You Bet. Happy Friday, my friend. How are you?
Thank you for that awesome intro. Also, that just brought me back to my childhood because every time I would fake sick, have a stomach ache, I would watch all those shows, man. And that's how I learned how to tease, because if you remember, we would always have to take the test. And then it would be the final segment and you would figure out who the father was. And man, those guys, right, so aggressive. Right. I told you they'd be jumping on the couch. It was wild, man. I kind of miss it, just watching like dirty, cheap TV all day long, weekdays. Yeah, man, that was great. What a time to be alive, right?
Well, that's what like YouTube's for, man. Just type in. I was telling Tyler recently, I texted him, I went down a rabbit hole and watched like 15 minutes of Steve Harvey funny reactions on Family Feud to like stupid answers from contestants. It's just like, the things that you're able to do now that you couldn't do when we were kids is absolutely unbelievable. All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
Mr. Saturday. We'll get into some individual games, but I would love if right out of the chute here, we could get Ryan Horvath's favorite college football bet for this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll throw a couple really quick. I actually like Clemson tonight. I did play this at 3. It's down to 1.5. The reason I like them, even though they've cost me a ton of money this season, they've been one of the bigger disappointments, I would argue, in college football history. But Louisville, they want to run their offense. They want to run the ball. And they're going to be without Isaac Brown. He leads all of college football this season with 8.6 yards per carry. Now, the backup's been pretty solid, but if Louisville can't get the ground game going against Clemson's run defense, that means more Miller Moss. I just don't trust him. There's been some moments, but he's thrown 7 picks already this season to just 11 touchdowns. So I think Clemson's defense is actually going to show well. And Cade Klubnik, even though he hasn't lived up to the hype this season, he's been much better the last 4 games. I trust him more than I do Miller Moss. So I think that's why this number is coming down, the injury report for Louisville and the spot for Clemson. So I like them. Really quick, a gross one. I like Wisconsin's team total in the first half tomorrow against Indiana.
Oh.
This opened 0.5 point, -140. It's up now to 2.5. You do have to pay some juice. I also like the over in the game. But Wisconsin, as bad as they've been, and Luke Fickell should be gone, but he gets another year because the Badgers are cheap. That program's cheap, and they don't want to pay the buyout. But they're coming off
Can you tell Ryan to spend time in the great state of Wisconsin with a specific comment like that? I love that. Please continue.
Well, anytime I bet them this season, all my buddies, you know, back home are like, don't do it. Don't do it. This team is brutal. They all want Fickell to be bought out. They thought there was a chance that they were going to get John Gruden, you know, or just any other. And I was like, you guys are crazy. Like, if John Gruden goes back to coach, it's not going to be in Madison. No disrespect. But this Badgers team is brutal.
Oh, no, I mean it disrespectfully. My laugh was disrespectful. Go ahead.
They're terrible. They're 30.5-point dogs coming off a win over a ranked opponent. They're on like their 5th quarterback this season, Carter Smith, who completed 3 of 12 passes for 12 yards last week. But there was windy, rainy conditions last week, some snow. This week, probably going to be some better weather. I think Wisconsin at least gets on the board and kicks a field goal in the first half. So I'm going over 2.5 on the team total. But as far as best bets, if you could get a hold of player props, I really like John Mateer over 30.5 rushing yards tomorrow against Alabama. This opened at 25.5. Now it's 30.5 -110 is the best price that I'm seeing. I know it's tough to get down because some states don't offer college football props, but if you got a buddy, just make a phone call because I think this one's a slam dunk. Oklahoma running a ton of read options. They have the 16th highest designed quarterback runs right now in the FBS. Mateer finally looks healthy. He's coming off a season high 93 rushing yards in the win over Tennessee, who also has a really good defense. And that's been Alabama's issue, man. Even with Nick Saban, one of the bigger bets that I've ever had was Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel. They've always struggled against dual threat quarterbacks. And to beat Alabama this season, if you allow Ty Simpson to have a clean pocket, he's going to pick you apart. But Oklahoma, their pass defense, or their pass rush, I should say, is still top 15. So I think they're going to get some pressure on Simpson. I think they cover the number, so I like Oklahoma. It did come down from 7 to 6, but you're still getting 6. I like that. And I like John Mateer over 30.5 rushing yards. I would say those are my favorite bets tomorrow.
You bet on this Friday. Our guest, it's a Friday, but our guest is Mr. Saturday, Ryan Horvat. You can catch him tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, every Saturday morning throughout the college football season. Tailgate kickoff, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. You bet college football, and I'm guessing you do in our audience because you're watching or listening to the show on a Friday. Be sure to check out Ryan on Tailgate Kickoff, our teammate here on the BetMGM Network, BetMGM tonight as well with our pal Brad Evans. Before we turn our attention to the NFL, even if you don't have a bet on the game, Ryan, I would just love to know your opinion on Texas and Georgia with the Bulldogs, a 6.5-point home favorite. So even if you're not betting it, would just love your opinion on how that game might play out.
You know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For some reason, Sark has got a free pass. I've always been a big fan of Steve Sarkisian as a play caller, man. But what's his signature win? You know, what's your favorite Sark top 10 win? I worry about him coaching in the big spot. I had a lot of money on them in the college football playoff. And I don't know if you guys remember the game, but they have the ball first and goal. They don't bring an arch, no quarterback design runs. Instead, they call a pitch play. So they do absolutely nothing.
Oh, and
nothing
Jack Sawyer. And Sawyer returned it back. The hero.
Yep.
I mean, I had Ohio State, so I needed it. I'm sorry you were on the other side.
You were on the right side. You were on the better team, the best team in the country, and the eventual national champ. I was on Texas because, like I said, I've always been a Sark guy. I do like Texas. I lean Texas, but I worry a little bit about Arch. Now, if you go back to since week 7, Arch has been really good, man. He has a 78.5% adjusted completion rate, but it's all screen passes. It's all dink and dunks. His ADOT right now is 6.5 yards. So it's all just, you know, dinking and dunking. And I worry, is he going to be able to do that against Georgia's defense? The reason that I think Texas could cover, though, they have a top 10 pass rush. If you give Gunnar Stockton time in the pocket, like most of these young quarterbacks, he's going to pick you apart, but he's got like a 48.5 grade under pressure. I think Texas is going to get enough pressure to keep this game close. I don't know if they win it outright, but I think they could keep it within a field goal. So I would take the points with Texas, and I lean under in the game.
All right. So you told us, just so everyone knows, Ryan said in the break, like he just bet a bunch of NFL props. We'll get to that in a second, but you and I have something in common, Ryan, that I feel like 99, and I actually, it's not an exaggeration, like 99% of our media brethren, our media brothers and sisters, and just people disagree with us on this. We both love Aaron Rodgers. I thought he looked old, man, on Sunday night against the Chargers. A terrible game from him, terrible game from Pittsburgh. I do think the Bengals defense is so bad that he can snap out of it. Pittsburgh, a 5.5-point favorite, totals 49, maybe some wins in the forecast on Sunday. Do you have a thought on how your guy, Aaron Rodgers, might look on Sunday against the Bengals?
Man, so I talked about this today with our good buddy Bart Winkler on his podcast.
I love that.
And I went to the game, Nick, a couple weeks ago, man.
I'll promote that for you. That is our friend Bart Winkler, who's on Infinity Sports Network, Into the Winklerverse. I've been on Bart's show a million times. He is awesome on Twitter, at Bart Winkler. I think that's his Twitter account. Be sure to check him out.
So I'm a big jam band guy, right? And I used to be, still am. I'm a huge Grateful Dead fan. So I've seen them a bunch. And towards the end, when I saw Jerry Garcia, man, it was like, oh, God, he's washed, man. Like, this is almost sad to watch. When I went and saw Aaron Rodgers in person,
he died 30 years ago, right, Jerry Garcia, right?
I mean, I'm old. I just turned 40. And luckily I have older siblings. But it's sad, man. You know, he can't push the ball down the field. There are some glimpses where, you know, he makes a nice throw or he steps up in the pocket and fires a dart. But his ADOT is so low, it's like 4.5 against zone defenses. So He looks old. I wish like for this run, he had Tom Brady's Tampa team where it was Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in the top 10 defense. The Steelers, I don't trust the pass defense. It's been horrendous. I can't believe that's the most expensive defense in all of football. I couldn't lay this number. I do like Jaylen Warren props. I think that got bet up to like 75.5 rush yards. I think he's going to have a monster day against this Bengals run D. But at 5.5, I'd probably bet the Bengals. I'm going to stay away from this one and play the Warren props. I just don't trust Rodgers or that Steelers defense right now, or Mike Tomlin, to be honest.
And I agree on the Warren thought there with the Steeler, with win potentially in the forecast here. Bengals can't stop the run. I'll talk about that on my shows coming up on Sunday morning. Just really quick, like 30 seconds on this, because I want to give you runway for the props that you bet. You're a big Packers fan. I said on Tuesday on the show following Monday Night Football, I'm done with the Green Bay Packers as far as being a Super Bowl contender this year. Give us like your macro 30,000-foot view of the Packers as far as where they rank in the balance of power in the NFC. 30 seconds for this one.
Yeah, really quick. I was in on the Bears coming into the season, and people gave me a hard time because I guess they were a trendy and popular team. But I said with Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams under center more play action, more pre-snap motion. Now they look like a real offense. Minnesota, I still have no clue, man, if J.J. McCarthy's any good. I don't think that he is. Detroit, there's obviously something going on there where now Dan Campbell's calling plays. Morton, like the team's out on him. So, you know, by default, I kind of still like Green Bay, but I worry about Matt LaFleur. You know, people are worried about Jordan Love. I don't think it's going to work out with those two. And who goes? The head coach, not the quarterback, who's one of the highest paid in football. So I think Green Bay still has some issues, even on the defensive side of the ball. The Micah Parsons move was great bringing him in, but the secondary has been a mess, man. They overpaid for Nate Hobbs, who's a slot corner that they're trying to play on the outside, and now he's hurt. I'm also done with Green Bay. I think even though they're kind of fluky and they lead the league in turnovers, my buddies in Green Bay are going to hate to hear this. I kind of like the Bears, man. I think the Bears are for real.
Yeah, so I do like Chicago this weekend against Minnesota. We'll touch on that at the end of the show. All right, we have like a solid 90 seconds here, Ryan. You said you bet some props, as many as you'd like to share with us here for now. 90 seconds here for the answers.
Yeah, I'll go quick, man. Kroski Merritt over 8.5 rush attempts against that Miami run D. I like Zach Ertz over 3.5 receptions. I bet this, man, this is up to minus 157. So maybe you want to ladder that. I think he could have 6 grabs going against that Miami D. I love Aaron Jones. You know, we always joke Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. So does Aaron Jones. And I do worry about that Chicago run D. That's the only thing. Well, there's a couple things that concern me about Chicago. But I think Aaron Jones over 50.5 rush yards and over 12.5 on the longest rush. Both good bets. I already talked about Jaylen Warren. Cooper Kupp revenge game. I usually stay away from like the revenge angles, but 31.5 receiving yards against the Rams I like. And then I also like Tyler Higbee over 2.5 receptions, minus 139. And then the Ravens defense, man, has been much better the last couple weeks. I'm going to go Dylan Gabriel under 27.5 longest completion. And then I like the over 47.5 in San Francisco, Arizona. I want to throw that one out there too. I think that one has a spot or has a chance to be a shootout.
I like that Dylan Gabriel longest pass completion under and like some big time wind expected in that Browns Ravens game coming up on Sunday. Ryan, awesome job. We will be tuned in tomorrow morning on the tailgate kickoff, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. But encourage all our listeners and viewers to check it out. Mr. Saturday rolls through the board for a full hour on the BetMGM Network. My friend, appreciate the time. Have an awesome weekend. Good luck with the bets, and we will catch up with you soon here on the show.
Appreciate it, Nick. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon. Go Clemson tonight.
Yeah, honestly, and we were talking, Tyler and I were writing in the show chat, like, I'm going to bet Clemson. So, like, I'm in. That. We're going to ride with you on this one. And hopefully we can all be Mr.'s Friday night.
That'd be really Mr. TGIF, man.
Love it. Love it. Our friend Ryan Horvath joining us here on the show. That was a great segment. And the lie detector determined that I'm telling the truth. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, I'm going to roll through a bunch of the NBA games for tonight. Big picture thoughts on these teams, bets for games. And then we'll get into the ranked games in college basketball this weekend, including Houston Auburn on Sunday. And my early thought on who's going to win the Natty in college basketball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.